So we had these windows pretty well buttoned up against burglars. And I came home from high school one day and I'd forgotten my key. So I walked around the house, hope beyond hope, testing every window to see if I could find one that was openable. No way. We not only had the little latches latched, but we drilled holes through the sashes and dropped quarter 20 bolts through there that fit kind of tightly. So you needed a wrench. They weren't actually threaded into metal, they're just kind of machine bolts threaded into wood. But you couldn't just slip them out. So I broke a window and I reached in and I undid the latch and then I reached and undid the bolt and then I crawled in and then I had this broken window I had to deal with. So I then got my key to my house and got on my bicycle and I went up to the hardware store and I got a piece of glass and some glazier's points and a putty knife and some putty. I probably had a putty knife in the garage, but and I came home and I cleaned up all the mess and I put in the piece of glass and I with the glazier's points and puttied it and mitered the joints just right and got it all done about 5 minutes before Dad came home. Which begs the question, why didn't I sit on the front porch and do my homework? Because I basically was able to get in the house 5 minutes sooner than if I'd have just done nothing. And everything would have been fine and dandy, except that I made the mistake of putting the broken glass not in the Schlitz or the Fremling's trash can, but in my own trash can. And when Dad went to empty the trash, he found all this broken glass in there. It was night, and so he got a flashlight and he went around the house, all around the outside of the house, looking at each window, trying to find out for the broken window, because there clearly was a broken window. It looked like broken window glass. It had the right angles and it was about the right size. And he couldn't find one. They all looked perfect. And he finally had to break down and ask me if I broke a window. And of course, I cannot tell a lie. Yeah, I broke a window and I fixed it. You know, so I took it as a compliment that he couldn't find it. Well, the next thing that happened was I went off to college and I came home from college one day and I forgot my key. And so I went around the house, hope beyond hope, looking for windows that, and I found one that was broken, but it had all the glass had been carefully removed. And so it didn't look like a broken window. And there was nothing anywhere on the ground. It was, oh dear, somebody did a really good job and you know, you can't even tell you've been burglarized. So I reached through the broken window and I picked up a wrench that was on the table and undid the bolt and crawled in. Well, Dad had already figured this out. Dad's the guy that cleaned it out. Some burglar had indeed tried to break in. And Dad had written me a note saying, be sure to tell the neighbors that it's you and you're okay so that they don't call the police on you. And he wrote this note and hung it from a string dangling it from the front door entranceway so I'd have to hit my head on it when I walked in. Because the house is pretty cluttered. You know, a piece of paper lying around that says Mike. I might not have seen, but this thing I could see. It turns out that this guy had broken the window and reached in and undid the little latch but didn't know about the bolts. And then he proceeded to try to pry the thing open and he broke the trash can dolly and failed and he broke some shear nipper garden shears and failed and he finally gave up and walked away without breaking into the house. He managed to wreck the trash can dolly and the garden shears and the glass. So then Dad replaced that piece of glass with plexiglass that he probably got from his kid brother. So, you know, you can't even break it anymore.